مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is our spiritual breakfast. Today is the 24th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445, and it is corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 1st of July, 2024. Today we'll be discussing with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh, South African politics, and you can also send in your inputs to the number 084-786-3132. +27 is the code, foreign country, +27-84-786-3132. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, we have seen the ministerial positions have been chosen. DA were putting up a fight last week, initially for deputy president, but now have accepted other positions, some critical positions. Mufti Saab, what does this mean for South African politics?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in Arabic, we have a famous saying, Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha, that things you recognize by their opposites. So let us go right to the beginning, since the time I was born and so forth. So we were born in the height of apartheid. And one, two things we must admit. Remember, apartheid was a crime against humanity because everything was based on white. You white, you right. Whether you got education, you don't have education, whether there was merit, no merit, so that was a crime. But there were certain things you have to give them due, whether we like or don't like. The economy was so stable. In this sense, when I went to overseas in 1974, I remember very well, 74 beginning, my father took me to the bank. And that time a big thing was traveler's checks, you know. So first time in my life I had to sign and all that. So for one rand, South African rand, you would get more than two US dollars. Now imagine that, you understood? Today if you want two US dollars, it will cost you 45, 50 rand with the VAT and commission and so forth and so on. So you must remember plus minus, you know. Say 40 rand, definitely it will cost you. So that is what you should understand. So the point here I'm making is, so there was that stability in the economy, one. Two, if you take education, you know, when I came back from Karachi, it was end of 80, 2nd November I landed, so 81, 82, I was in Darulum. So I had one, two students, they used to tell me, you know, you must do some studies in a varsity. So I asked them, for what? He said, just do it and you will see that how much you will benefit. You will learn how to work with methodology and so forth, which you're not implementing in Darulum. And then when I tried it, so I said, it's true what they are saying, you know, that they have not all the studies, but certain studies are very good. Now we teach Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, all that is from our point of view, our belief. But what do the Orientalists say? What do the non-Muslims say about it? What objections do they raise on it? So it's very, very important to know these things, you see. Therefore, our ulama today, I mean, you studied, you went through a system. They're very, very, you understand, very weak, let's use the word, when it comes to speaking to a non-Muslim, you understood? So just today, I can read the message for you, you understood? I'll read it for you, in fact. So you must remember one of the brothers, who is he who sent it, I don't know. So you must remember, I sent it to Maulana Salim Kareem. That's how I remembered that, you know, that I'll read it to you so you'll know what I'm talking about. See, Maulana, I said, MashaAllah, I love my Markaz Sahaba, Maulana Salim. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. The non-Muslims are not phoning on Q&A, but they're definitely listening to your program. Alhamdulillah, they're sharing your Q&A and even the link to their WhatsApp group on their own, on their chats. You see? So because they know that what we are giving, nobody else will give all these type of things. Now to do that, you have to study our books, their books, and then give a refutation of that. You see? So that is what, now that is what we are lacking. So we must remember in our madrasas, darul ulums, and so forth and so on. So apartheid was a crime. There's no doubt about that. But there were certain spin-offs you can take which had a great lesson for us. And look at Arab countries, Muslim countries. So much money, but no brains. You understood? So I was telling you when I came back from Karachi and so forth. So I said, let me go study. So we studied Arabic. We were teaching Arabic. But I said, let me study Arabic from their perspective. You understood? So I enrolled in UNISA. So they had to write exams and all this kind of thing. But what a professional operation it was. I remember one year, they had like a survey worldwide, you know. And they said that UNISA in South Africa is the largest correspondent university in the world. Now that was run by Boere. It was run by Afrikaners. It was run, you see, UNISA, the Universiteit van Suid-Afrika. You see, they will always promote their Afrikaans first and then English. Today, now Muharram is starting this weekend. Sunday is first Muharram, or Sunday night is first Muharram. So Sunday is the finish. I asked this question yesterday at Darul Zakariya. I say, if I have to ask all of us here, including myself and you, when our father, mother passed away according to Islamic calendar? When were you born according to Islamic calendar? When was your wife born according to Islamic? We say, I give you an example. We say, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madani, Nawarullahu Marqadahu, passed away in 1957. If I ask anybody here, what is the Islamic date? I don't think there's anybody who knows it. You see? So, you see, what we have done, we have dug our own grave. We so, you must remember, entrenched in the system of the British and the Westerners, we will know today, 1st July, everybody will know. But if you ask what is the Islamic date, half the Ummah won't know. You must remember. There is when Muharram will start, but the exact date. So what I'm saying is this, that we have to learn the good points and leave everything else. Khud ma safa, you understand? What is good, take it. And what ruk ma qadar in that. So that is what we have to learn. Then apartheid was a crime, but they had certain good points which were so to promote their own language. How many of us, how many Arab countries are promoting Arabic? They're all dying to learn English. You understand? All of them. There's not one country that will give so much, you understand, emphasis on Arabic like how they'll give in English. Because the mental block is still there, the mental slavery. You suffer from al-ghazwul fikri. What is al-Ghazwul Fikri? That in your mind you still got the slavish and slave mentality. That the West is the best and white is right. Yes. So when you say Fakur Raqaba doesn't mean that only we must go and liberate slaves. Fakur Raqaba is a general connotation. We have to set our mind also free, our intelligence also free from the Western and the capitalistic and all the secularistic, you understand, propaganda and all their things. That's how they want you must think. You must remember this type of thing. So that is what they can't understand, that Israel has, you must remember, the greatest army in the Middle East, the most powerful, third, fourth, most powerful in the world. 9 months today, they can't beat Hamas. So what the hell is going on? And America is supporting, Britain is supporting, the Western countries are supporting, and yet they can't defeat them. So that is what we have to learn. So that's a lesson for us to learn. That's one. 230 years ago, democracy came. It was a big thing. You were just born that time, maybe.
89.
Yeah, so now you never knew what's going on, obviously, that time. You just knew that some people making noise and all that. So you must remember these type of things there. Yeah. So what happens then? So everybody, 90%, 80%, you ask anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, viva, viva, ANC. If you had to just look at the slogan of theirs, non-sexist, non-racial, none this, it was something you are promoting, promising the people you know you can never fulfill. Because it is just to fool the people, because masses are asses, namely. So that's why democracy works, and people today are waking up a little bit. So that is what. So that time already, I said, may I never vote for these people. understood which party I voted. I can't remember everything, but I know it wasn't ANC and there's Nets and all of them and whoever. That DA wasn't existent at that time. So anyway, all these characters, you see. But DA, ANC first, DA, EFF, I never ever voted for them. So I always voted for the opposition party. Why? We needed a strong opposition. So now what has happened? From 1994, Mandela's time, there was like a government of national unity that was just about to bring about stability so that we will run the show in 7 provinces. In Natal, you must remember, IFP will run it, Buthelezi, and that side there, the Nets will run it, the Nationalist Party, Western Cape. You see, that is how it was at the time. And then they had ANC all the time after that. And then now they lost the election. Basically, they didn't get the majority. So now yesterday, Cyril announces that. What a disgrace it is. Why is it disgrace? Instead of trimming down on this thing. Okay, one thing I forgot. Before I come to the South African democracy. I don't know if you remember this. So then there was a lot of pressure on the Boer, on this white nationalist party. No, you are disenfranchising people. You're not giving them the vote and all that. So this Boer, they were very shrewd guys. So they said, okay, let's widen the vote. So they gave us Indians vote and they gave coloureds vote. But you must vote for your race. So Indian had House of Delegates. So you had Raj Bansi and all these characters. And then the colors must vote for House of the Representatives. Indian guys was House of Delegates and theirs was House of Representatives. You understand? So the Boer made all this term. And then they made all this homelands, you understand? Saskai, Transkai, and Venda and all that, you understood? So all this are actually homelands, you see? So they had passports for them also. What are you talking? Nobody in the world recognized it besides South Africa. You know, it wasn't worth the paper on which it was written. So we never voted, all waste of time, all this kind of thing. But the guys who were in, they made big money. You must remember that. And today they want to speak of democracy and human rights. I know so many of them. At that time they were in the House of Delegates, and now it's all money making, you must remember. All right. So now we come to democracy. So now what were the biggest failures of the ANC? The biggest failure is Mandela and them said they were going to get out of corruption. But from day one, the corruption started. Not to have started now. From day one, it started. Corruption was there with the Nets also, but not to this level. If they had corruption, 1%, one finger, 10%, here we got 80%, 70% corruption. So one. Second one is this affirmative action came. And what it did, you must remember that it just destroyed everything, made things worse. Third thing that happened in South Africa, you must remember that crime and all that got out of control. Now see, yesterday I was there in Zakaria. I spoke to Maulana Yusuf, Sataria's father-in-law. I know him, Maulana Harun Duma. So he's telling me, you know, Maulana got 2 children, 5-year-old daughter, a son, and 2-year-old daughter. And, you know, they married 7-8 years, or 6-7 years, whatever it is. And like that it is, you know. So now see, he's gone. Where is he gone? Nobody's gone. Kidnapped. So now you just have to wait. The family, no phone call, no nothing still. So these are not amateurs. Amateurs, 1-2 days, they'll phone. Those are guys who know what they are doing, you see. So like that, these are big, big failures. Now, if you listen to the economy now, up as 8, I heard, they said that the rand has stabilized. So what they mean the rand has stabilized? Because he included some DA and some this guys and this and all that. So now it is stabilized, it's 18 rand 5 cents. You got the game they play. So if they had to kick out the DA and brought it EFF and MK, so therefore, to call this a government of national unity, a fool will call it that. How you can be government of national unity when 2 big players are on the opposition? You got Zuma on their side, you got Malema. Whether you like them, don't like them, it's your business, but they are big players in South African politics. So you can call it a coalition government, but you can't call it a government of national unity. You see? So you need to understand these things here. So now I ask you 3 questions. You see, this morning I said it, me, if I see Cyril or they want to meet me, I won't even shake their hand. They're a disgrace to South Africa. They have destroyed South Africa. You're supposed to trim the cabinet, and that's what you told. You went and increased the cabinet. Understand? Why? Every Mickey Mouse party, you made them minister or deputy minister. Al-Jama'ah, you give them a deputy post. What the Jama'ah have to get a deputy post? The PA gets a post, and there's Grunefeld becomes a minister, Freedom Front, and all these kind of things. Yeah. So that PA was at the party there in Cape Town, PA, Patriotic, they become minister. And all jokers, you understand? So you must remember this type of thing. So that's one there. And the joke is on us. Me and you will have to pay. You see, we got prepaid meters. From today, you have to pay 200 extra. For what? For your minister of electricity. And the same breath, you say, this whole winter, you're going to have load shedding stage 2. I got it in the news. I don't know if you read it in the paper. So you must remember these kind of things. So you'll see everywhere there is milking the masses. And once they had enough, then you find a civil war or a revolution taking place. Allah forbid. You must remember. See what happened in Kenya and what happened in other parts of the world. So Allah alone protect us here. It's a crazy thing. Then if you chose people who got some understanding, now you take the basic minister, that Engi, what's her name? NG, no? So the lady, NG. So you must remember that and put a minister of defense. Even one day, if she know what is a rifle, what's a pistol, and what is this. You got South African troops who are there in Congo. Well, as you, as a parent, will it give you any confidence that your minister of defense is latest NG, whose track record in basic education is rotten? You must remember that. You give her a key post like minister of defense. I mean, how can that ever resonate with any person? Further time I went, further time I came back, breakfast time, I didn't hear one person speaking good about NG, minister of defense. Understood? So hopeless, man. Then, to make all the parties happy, never mind you make us all unhappy, that doesn't matter. The government must function. So now you make minister and 2 deputy ministers. But what the hell we need 2 deputy ministers? In our language, you'll say majority of them are mufatiyas, are good for nothing, incompetent. Their whole lot, 100% are there. Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, to serve their own interests. Don't come tell me you're serving South Africa and all. That you can go tell the animals in Kruger Park. You must remember that. So you all are there to serve your own interests first, your family's interests, your party's interests. Then we come the ordinary Joe in the street, ordinary South African. So you see, so you need to understand what really is happening here. So you must remember that Cyril says he's in a tight corner and therefore he had to give all. So now, if you just take Jama'ah, Jama'ah is a very typical example. There's a letter, if you just go on your Google, you will find it there. Jama'ah wrote a letter, Hanif Hendrik signed it and that. We will not be part of the general, the government of national unity. We will not be part of the GNU. And he gave his reasons and all these things. Yeah. Then they had a meeting. Now you don't have to be a rocket scientist for that. Say, come on, join it. So why must I join it? No, you'll get a minister's post. So very good, if you get a minister's post, I'll join. You call the PA. Come on, join. You'll get a post. You call the Freedom Front, come on, you get a post. You call some other Mickey Mouse party, you understand? Come on, you get a post. So where's the morals and where's your value and all? Then I heard Hanif Hendricks of Jama'ah party saying, no, we joined, you must remember, the government of national unity. Remember, they only got 2 seats, right? So you must remember that. So he said, we joined the government of national unity. Why? Because we're going to kick out the DA. The DA got 78 seats or something like that. You can just check it up. You understood? And it's 400. You got 2 seats. How the hell are you going to kick them out? Explain that to me. But you see, to fool the masses is very easy. You must remember that. Just talk nonsense and hope they'll forget about it. You understood? So you must remember these kind of things. Yeah. So that is what has happened. That they bribed the parties, join us. They even went to EFF. They even went to MK. EFF told them, fine, we will join, but the DA must be out. Then we will join you. MK said, Cyril, this guy Zuma said, Cyril must be out. Then we will join you. So you see, there's a big battle between Cyril and Zuma. Understood? So therefore, he said, Salat must be out, then we have joined you. So this guy thinks here. So everybody got some hidden agenda, and so forth and so on. And then if you see these ministers, what expertise do they have in that field? Most of them don't have the expertise. Understood? So what good are they? They're just there to collect the big bucks and all the perks and all that. And we are the people, they'll just milk us all the time. You know when people got, you go to these clinics and the first question, they're not worried whether that person is dying or living. Or they just, you got medical aid, let us see your medical aid, they'll check it all. And, right, very good. You'll put your father in the hospital, you in the hospital. They got 1 million, 2 million, 3 million to play with. When that thing is milking it, and now it's about to die, they'll tell you, we can't do anything. So take your father, mother home. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that is same thing here also. You must, they'll keep on milking us, the public. You must, till the public stands up one day and realizes that these guys here are making us real fools. You must, I told you on the lighter side, they had Alibaba and the 40 thieves. Now in the parliament, we got Alibaba and 400 thieves. You understand what I mean by 400 thieves? That they're there for their own sake. You will see they'll give themselves increase. They'll increase this. What about the man in the street? What you improving for him? This ESCOM cannot give us 24 hours, remember, power, energy, call whatever you want to. But they are skyrocketing the price. The price is increasing. Petrol will go down this week here, but we'll see in the 12 months how many months it went up and how many months it went down. It went down 2, 3, 4, 5 months, but your 6, 7, 8 months it went up. Hmm. So you see, so people get fooled by all these type of things. Yeah. So therefore, if you speak of South African politics, it's a disgrace what is currently happening. But to speak about it like that is going to help us. So what must we learn? What we can learn is Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's statement. That statement always rings in my ears, you know. He said you can have a non-Muslim ruler. You can have a non-Muslim ruler. If he is just and he is munsif, adil, then Allah's help will come. And you can have a Muslim ruler, but he's a zalim, tanpot dictator, your MBS and your MBZ and all of these characters. Then even if Allah's help want to come, it won't come. You must remember that. It's a repellent. It drives away the help of Allah. You understood? Mm-hmm. So you must remember this. So these are the things. So we have to try and win over. Remember that sentence in Arabic always. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We have to show them what is Islam, what is the betterment for society and so forth. And we must not get influenced by their culture and their things and their, you said, all their policies and so forth. That is our huge mistake we are making. That we get so, because why? They have orators. They know how to speak and present their case and so forth and so. وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. You see, they're very eloquent in making their points and so forth. So now the public falls for all these type of things. Yeah? So that is what. But end of the day, all said and done. I can say that I don't want to be Saddal and I won't shake his hand. You try and do that in any Muslim country, say it in any Arab country, what they'll do with you? They'll lock you up and harass you and your family. You must remember this type of thing. So that is why we love South Africa. That with Allah's help, the freedom we have here for our deen, our madrasas, our darulum, our khanka, our tabligh jamaat, our media, whatever it is, you won't find in any part of the world. Understood? Therefore, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our beloved Ustadi, always makes dua. Ya Allah, jo dini azadi is mulk mein qaim hai, Ya Allah, isko hamesha, hamesha ke liye baaki rakh dijiye. That keep it like that all the time, you see. So the dini azadi, you see. Go see all other places, what problems they're enduring and experiencing. So that is ours, and always we must beg Allah, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وهو أرحم الراحمين. And Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He Almighty Allah is the best one. So you must remember to for those who shows mercy, so Allah Ta'ala is most merciful one to show mercy. Allah envelope us in His mercy. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.